fifth chapter of the laws of Matan Aniyim, the gifts that are given to the poor, and it contains 27 halachas. The Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph. Ha'emesh shachru peilim, v'lei shachru balasad. If you have a sheaf, a bundle that the workers forgot, however, the owner of the field did not forget it, or el shachru balasad v'lei shachru peilim, or if the vice versa, the owner of the field forgot it, but the workers did not forget it. Shachu elu ve'elu, what happens if both of them forgot it? However, v'hayisham acherim evim v'rein esam be'esha shachu, but there were other people who were passing by who observed the workers, the owners over there, and they, at the time when they forgot, however, they did not forget. So then, eina shikra, it is not considered forgotten. Achishachu kol adam, until everyone forgets about it. Whoever saw it forgot about it. Afilo ema hataman im nishkach hareza shikha. And the Rambam finishes this halacha by saying, even a hidden sheaf, emer, is forgotten. If forgotten, is considered shikha, although it was hidden. It seems that the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, and because it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda holds it would not be shikha. Halacha base, hayabala sada be'ir. If the owner of the field was in the city, va'aman, he says, the next two words in bracket, yedeyani, I know, shapelim shakhu emer, shabim keim pleni v'shakhu, that he says as follows, I know that the workers forgot the sheaf which is in such and such a place. V'shakhu, and then the owner himself went and forgot about it. Harei zeh shikha, then it is considered shikha. Although originally the owner had remembered, but being self, they both forgot about it, it's considered shikha. V'mhaya basada v'amakein, however, if the owner was in the field and he said such words, but if he would be in the field and would say this and then he'd forget about it, it would not be considered shikha. Why? The only time it's considered shikha in the field is if he forgot about it before the workers forgot about it. But if he knew about it b'shas ma'isa, then the field would miyad zochle sedei. The field would be zechit for him. However, when he's avobia filu zochle save shachur in the city, even if originally he remembered and then he forgot, it's considered shikha. Shenam mitzvah v'shachach daima b'sod v'lei be'ir. As the pasuk says, and you forgot a sheaf in the field, not in the city. First, I'll explain it to mean that if you're in the city, it's you can't say the field is zeichet for him. Why? Because he's not standing on the side of the field, so it's not considered a sada mishtameres. It's not a guided field. So then we don't say that the field zeichet for him. And then when he forgot about it, he forgot about it. Halacha gimel, amdanim befanav, if the poor people were standing in front of the owner, echipu bekash, or if, for example, they covered the sheaf with stubble, who zeiches akash, and he remembers the stubble, eshe hitzlik be'lelich le'ir, or if he took it to take it to the city, v'nichu b'tzad, he left in the field v'shachu, and he forgot, ein shikha, it is not considered shikha, because being he took it to take it to the city, he was zeichin it. However, if he just took it from place to place, even if he leaves it next to the fence gate or next to the stacked corn, or next to the cattle or to the vessels, the shachu, and he forgot it, then it is considered shikha. Not to leimel enichel ear, if he took a bundle, a sheaf, in order to take it to the city, venichel gabi chaveri, and he placed on top of another sheaf, on top of another bundle, v'shachach hashneim, and he forgot both of them. So then the lach is as follows. Im zacha el yin kedem sheyif gabay, if he remembered the upper sheaf before he comes upon it, ein atachten shikha. Then the lower one is not considered forgotten. Vimlav, and if not, hatachin shikha, the lower one is considered forgotten. The upper one will never be shikha because he took it to take it to the city already, so he was zeichin it. The question is concerning the lower one. Halacha hei. Afu amar of beruach hazak l'teich stei chaveri. If, let's say, Mr. A, his sheaves were carried away by a strong wind into B's field, V'shachach sham eimer, and then A forgot about them, then it is not considered shikha, shenemer kitzicha b'sadcha. Because the pasuk says in Devarim 24:19, the harvest in your field. Avulim pizah hamorim b'teich sadei v'shachach harei zashikha. However, if the wind had merely scattered the sheaves within A's own field, and then he forgot them, then it is considered forgotten. If the person took hold of the first, second, and third sheaves and forgot the fourth one, the halacha is as follows. Im hayesham shishi, if there is a sixth sheaf of emer, ein harvi shikha ad sheyitol hachamishi. So the fourth one does not become forgotten until he takes hold of the fifth one. Im hayu chamisha bilvad, and if there were only five emim in the field, so Mishay Yasha Kidei Litla Chamisha Revi Shikha. So then the halacha is as follows, that the fourth one is considered Shikha once he took a long enough time to take hold of the fifth one. To explain the first case, when he took a hold of three, so we don't consider Shikha because maybe he wants to divide his work into two halves, taking three from this side, three from the other side. If he'll jump over to five, then the fourth one will become Shikha. Halacha Zayin. Shnei Amorim Murubavin. If you have two emers which became mixed, v'shakach echem mehem, and he forgot one of them, so ein shikha is not shikha ad sheyitel es kol sevivaisav, until all the surrounding sheaves were taken away. Because of the mix-up, you cannot see the emers, so that it becomes a shikha machmas davar acher. But there is a question, because we had said before that there is shikha b'tamun, so why don't we consider it tamun? So the Mefarshim go into it in depth. Halacha ches. Halub v'ashum v'abitzal mukiyetze b'hem. If you have a case of garlic, onions, and similar things, apapi shem tamunu ba'aretz, although they are buried in the earth, yesham shikha, there is a law of shikha concerning them. Haketzah b'layla v'shakach kama, if he did his reaping at night and forgot some stalks which were standing still, Esha amar b'layla v'shakach emer, or if he was tying the sheaves together at night and he forgot one, v'chein asumah sheshakach, or else if you have a case of a blind person forgot, yesham shikha, in all these cases the law of shikha applies. V'may asumah haketzah b'layla m'schav m'litla sagas. If, however, the blind person or the person who was reaping at night had intention to take only the larger bundle, eimei shikha, then we do not consider it shikha. Whoever says that I'm going to reap with the condition that whatever I take up, that I'm going to take later, whatever I forgot now, yesh shikha, the law of shikha remains. Why? We have a general rule, whoever makes a condition against something which the Torah had stipulated, his condition is void. And the Torah says if he forgot, it becomes a law of shikha. The Mefarshim explained that previously in Halacha Gimel, when Aniyim were standing in front of him, we say it's not shikha because they caused him to forget about it. However, over here, it was on his own idea to go put it together at night. So therefore, or if he was a sumer, they should have checked better. So therefore, the laws of shikha are applicable. Test tvuah shekotzah ad shelo nigmar. If you have a case of one harvesting his food produce before it became ripe, la'achil lebehema, to give it to feed for animals, achinim kotzah agudas ketanis. Or similarly, if he reaped it into small bundles, lay asa marim, without binding it into sheaves. V'chein ha'shumim v'abitzelim, the same halacha would apply with garlic and onion. Shatol shem agudas ketanis limachal l'shuk v'layosin amorim l'hamin men garin, that he plucked them in small bundles to sell in the marketplace without tying them together for storage. So in all these cases, ein lem shikha, the laws of shikha does not apply. Haketz shehischa liktzer mireish ha'shur, if you have a case of somebody who was doing reaping, who began harvesting at the beginning of the row, v'shakach lefanu la'achav, and he forgot some before him and some after him, behind him, then the halacha is as follows. So achav shikha, the sheaves that are behind him is considered shikha. V'shal fun of ain't shikha. And in front of him is not considered shikha. Why? Shenem alei sosh lekachti. That the Torah says you shall not return to take it. Ain't a shikha ad sheyavim menu v'yinichenu l'achav. The whole law of shikha applies only when he passed it and he left it behind him. And you can't go back on it. And now you have in brackets, the Rambam says that, klal, this is the real koshu b'val tosh of shikha. Anything that you have that case of going back goes into the category of shikha. Kol she'en v'val tosh of ena shikha. However, where you shall not go back does not apply, then the law of shikha does not apply to it. Yiralf, sh'naim sh'schilu l'ktsa mi'emtsa shur, z'apanu v'tzaf m'z'apanu v'darim. If you have two people who began reaping in the middle of the row, one facing north, one facing south, and they forgot, each one forgot sheaves in front of him and in back of him. So, the ones in front of them are shikha. Why? Because by each one of them, that which is in front of him becomes considered as being in back of the other person. However, the bundles that they left behind them at the starting point, it is not shikha. Why? Because the way the Mefarshim explained it is, really the people should have started one from the west, one from Dorim, one from Tzofen. Being they started in the middle, so it means the ones that all the way at the beginning they were planning on later on doing from east to west. The same halach would apply in case of rows of sheaves that were removed to be put in the silo and storage. And the two people who were collecting it started in the beginning, in the middle of the row, and they forgot a sheaf in the center between their backs. So it's not considered as a shikha. Why? Because it is also because it's in the middle between running from east to west. Because they didn't begin in it yet. And that proved that it was not really forgotten. When one's harvesting, he binds the produce into sheaves. So the word aluma and emer are synonymous, he says over here. V'hena nekrein amarim, these are what are called as amarim. Mimakam zel lemakam acher, mimakam sheni lemakam shlisi, mimakam shlisi legerin. So, and he removes these sheaves from one place to another, and from a second place to a third place, and from the third place he takes it to the granary to be stored. And the process of moving from one place to another, he forgot a yeshiv when he was moving it from one place to the other. So the halacha is as follows. If he moved the sheaves to the place where the work of harvesting is completed and then forgot a sheaf there, so then it's considered shikha. However, if he moves them from that place to the granary, then the law of shikha does not apply. However, if he had moved them to a place where the work of harvesting was not yet completed, and he forgot them, a sheaf there, then the law of shikha does not apply. However, when he'll move them from that place to the granary, then the law of shikha will apply. The first one explained the halacha as follows. If he moved it from a place which was a gmar malacha, so then the shikha applies. However, if later on he'll move it from there to a silo, so it will show that this place was not a place of gmar malacha, then shikha won't apply now. It will only apply when he takes it towards the silo. And the second case was that if he had was moving it from to a place which is not gmar malacha, it's not shikha because he had not completely forgotten, he didn't finish the work. And when he'll take it to the silo, then there will be shikha. Ezu makam shugmar malacha, what is considered a place of a gmar malacha? The makam shadait lekabitz kol amarim sham v'ladish esam sham. It's a place where he intends to gather all the sheaves there and thresh them there. Eila lichem shom lamakim gadashu again, or else his intention is to bring them there for stacking and for storage. Umakim sheinig mamlacha, what's considered a place which is not the end of the work? Who amakim shemakatim by amarim kadei lashes mem alumis kadeiras kadei lalichem lamakim acha. It's a place where you gather small sheaves together in order to make them into bigger bundles to take them away. Shtei kriches hamuvdala zum izu shicha. If you have a case of two bundles of produce which are separated one from the other, so they are considered as a shikha. V'sholosh einin shikha. However, three are not considered shikha. Shnei amam amudom zem is a shikha, v'sholosh einin shikha. If you have two sheaves which are separated one another, so then they're considered shikha, three are not. Tezvav. Shnei tzibur zesim. V'charuv amudom zem is a shikha. If you have two heaps of olives or caribs which are separated one from the other, so then they are accounted as shikha, v'shleisha einan shikha, three are not. Shnei hutzbenei pishtan shikha, shleisha einan shikha. If you have two stalks of flax, so they can be accounted as shikha, and three cannot. 16. Shtei gefanis, if you have two grapevines, v'chein b'shari lanis, or two other trees, Shnayim amdom zem is that if they separate one from the other, so they can be accounted as shikha, shleisha ainah shikha, three cannot be. Shnayim ala ani lager tazav esam. Because the pasuk says you shall leave them for the poor and for the strange in Vayikra 19:10, afilu hayishnayim, which implies even if there are two, esam is plural, echad la ani v'echad lager, leaving one for the poor and one for the stranger. However, three is not shikha. Hayikol amarim shall kav, ve'echad shall arba kav v'shachar hareza shikha. If you have all the sheaves hold one kav of produce, except one which holds four kav, and then you forgot the latter one, hareza shikha, it is considered shikha. Yes, al arba, however, if it holds more than four kav, ain't a shikha, it is not considered shikha. That v'cheinim hayu sham shnei kavim v'echad yes al shmeina kavim ein shikha. Same halacha the Rambam says if all the sheaves hold two kav each, except one which holds more than eight kav, then it is not considered as a forgotten sheaf. Comes out in both cases 1 to 4, 2 to 8, 4 times as much. Halacha yirches ha'ema sheyesh beis asayim v'shachu ein shikha. If you have a case of ema, a bundle which was overlooked, holding two saw of produce, so it's not considered shikha. The pasuk says v'shachachta eimer besadi. You'll forget a sheaf in the field, which implies a sheaf like gadish and not a whole stack. Afa pishakum sasayim sasayim. Even if all the saws hold, even if all the sheaves held two saw each, shakach shnei amarim. If a person forgot two sheaves, so. Although together they both hold, they hold two sa, nevertheless it is considered shikha. The Rambam says it would seem to him that they're considered shikha even if together they hold more than two sa, as long as each one does not hold two sa. Your test, if you have a case of a corn which was standing, which amounted to two saw, the shachar and the owner forgot it, so it's not considered shikha, ain't basasayim, if it does not amount to two saw, reynes ashibaylim adakas ki ilu hain bias vairuchas, ves ashadufas ki ilu hain malayas. So then you look at it this way. Those ears of corn which are withered should be regarded as if they were healthy and long. And the Rambam says that the shadufas, the blasted ones, you should consider as if they are full. V'im ha'isaru yelias kama achas emdim zelas sasayim v'shachar ein shikha. And if this standing corn, this kama, would then be fit to yield two sar, so then it is not considered, and he forgot it, it is not considered forgotten corn. If a person forgot one saw of plucked corn, the saw she'ena akura, and a saw of unplucked corn, einin mitstarfin, they do not combine together, the shneim shikha, and both of them are considered forgotten. Chein b'shumu b'tzeimu b'peres, even the same halacha applies to garlic, onions, and fruits of the tree, If he forgot part of them which were attached to the ground and part of them which were already plucked, and then he says, Ubishneim sasayim, and between them they amount to two saw. Einam etztarfen, they do not combine together to say that it's not shikha, lashneim shikha, but rather both of them are shikha. Chafalaf, hashecheich eimer betzada koma, she'ena shakucha. If a person forgot a sheaf by the side of a standing corn, stack of corn which he had not forgotten, ena shikha, so then it is the sheaf is not considered forgotten, because the pasuk says kisikta v'shachachta eimer, that the Torah says in Devarim 24:19, when you reap the harvest and forget a sheaf, which implies eimer shesrives of kotzer shikha, al eimer shesrives of kama ena shikha. If you have a sheaf surrounded by harvested produce, then the law of shikha could apply. However, if the sheaf is surrounded by standing corn, by the produce while it's still standing, it is not shikha. Chenim shokach kama b'tzad kama, she'ena shechucha afilu kelach echad. Same halacha would apply if he had forgotten a kama, standing corn, next to another kama, which he had not forgotten, even if the latter one was only one stalk. So the latter one saves the forgotten corn, and he can go back and take it. However, if one forgot a sheaf was standing corn next to an unforgotten sheaf, that means it was not a kama. So even if the latter one amounted to two saw, it does not in the matzloisa. It does not save the former one, and the vareishachuch aniim, and the former produce belongs to the poor. Ein kamis chaver matzelis al emeshalei. Now the Rambam says the standing. If B has a kama standing, it cannot save A sheaf from the first second person's emer. The ein kamis chaver matzelis al emer chitim, and similarly a standing barley cannot save a sheaf of wheat. Achatia kama mimina eme. Until the standing sheaf, standing corn and the sheaf are of the same species. Halacha chav beis. Hashecheich ilan ben elainus. If a person forgot one tree among several trees, afilu haya bar kama sayin peres, even if it was full with the fruit amounting to several saw, eshashachach shnei elainus, or if he forgot two trees, it's considered shikha. Shalosh ena shikha. However, three is not considered shikha. The Kesef Mishnah explains, although we had just mentioned that by kama and eimer, we said that if it has two sasayim, it is not considered shikha. However, by a tree, two sasayim is not such a davar chashuv, and it can be considered shikha. And first, we'll go into a lengthy discussion concerning it, the differences. Halacha chav gimel. The medva mamum, when does this halacha apply? Be ilan she'en yedu mefusim b'makam. By a tree which is not known and a lot in that location. Kegein shehaya emed b'tzad agas e b'tzad apirtza. For example, a tree which was standing next to a wine press or next to a breach, a b'maisav, or by its productivity, and the Rambam gives example, for example, a tree that yielded an abundance of olives, or by its name, that it had a special name, for example, an olive tree which was planted amongst other olive trees which became known by it producing an abundance of oil, or producing particularly rich oil or lean oil. However, if it had in it one of these characteristics which was a known place, or by its act, either the makam or the maisa or a special shem, ein shikha is not considered shikha. Shenema v'shachachta eimer b'sada, you'll forget our aim in the field. Eim shat shechei la'elam, ve'inat hayedei by elam tashav v'sirei, which would imply a sheaf that once you would had forgotten it, it became permanently forgotten, unless you'll go back and take it. However, Yatzeh, excluding these cases, shatzeh lach is man that you'll remember them afterwards anyways because of their special characteristics. But even if you'll never see it again, neshu yadum mefusim, because it is known and famous. Chavdal hayim mesuyim b'dayte. If the tree is marked in one's mind, harezek mefusim v'yidua, so it has the same halacha as if it was famous and generally known. Hayah emid b'tzad adekel. Hadekel mesayimi, if it stands beside a date palm, so the date palm renders it automatically as a mark. Hayishneim zayis netufa zeh mesayim zeh, if both trees are olive trees yielding an abundance of oil, so each one marks the other. Hayisakol sedei zayis netufa v'shokach achas minashtayim yesh shicha. However, if one's entire field is planted with olive trees which yield an abundance of oil, and he forgets one or two of them, then they are considered forgotten, because they're not famous from one to another in the field. Medvar Mamun, when does this halach apply? Shalei Hiskel be'ilim zamefusim, when he did not begin to harvest with the famous tree. Avlam Hiskel by v'shachar miktsase, harei zeh shicha. However, if he commenced the harvesting with that tree and forgot part of its produce, so then that part is considered shikha, apapishu mefusim, although it is famous, v'hushayi anishabe pachas misasayim, providing that which remained on it was less than two sa'ar, like we had explained in the law of emer and kama. Avasasayim eina shikha, however, if it was two sa'ar or more, it would not be considered shikha. Elam ken shakach kala ilan, unless he had forgotten the whole tree, kamesha bi'ainu, as we explained in halacha chav beis. So if you would forget the whole thing, so then we'd say because of its chshivas, it's not considered forgotten. However, if you had begun harvesting that, and then you forgot, then it becomes a halacha of the chshivas became butter. Halacha chafei. Zayis ha'emid be'emtza shuas levadi. If you have a case of a olive tree which is standing alone in the midst of a row of olive trees, and three such rows surrounding it on the three sides, although each row only consists of two olives, if he forgot the middle one, it is not considered forgotten. Why? Because we had learned before that only a shikha machmas atzma, but over here the rows have caused them to forget it. So now the Rambam says, why did the sages make all these halachas to an olive tree? Because it was regarded as an important tree in the land of Eretz Yisrael at that time. What is considered a forgotten sheaf in an arbor? Something like a herb garden. So it says, "Kol she'ein yachol lifshet es yadi v'litlei." Any thing that you cannot reach out with your hand and pluck it. U'bekerem, and in a vineyard, mishiyave min agefne min agefanim. V'yishkachesa. When once you pass one or more vines and went further, it's considered shicha. V'adolus u'bedekel, in the certain plants and date palms. So Mefarshim explained it to being a geffen, a vineyard, which is like leaning on top of big trees, on top of eitzim gedim, or on bushes, so therefore you have to climb up it. So once you went down, Mishiyarim, and it was shylenis, and all other trees, Mishiyafne v'yelechle. Once the produce which is left after one turned then went away. The Medra Mamurim, when does this halach apply? Shalei Hiskel Bay. That when one did not commence the harvesting with that tree. Avlam Hiskel Bay v'shakri. If he began with that tree and forgot it, so Eina Shikha Achi Yivtza is called Sivirasev. It is not considered forgotten until he harvests all the other trees around it. Last halach in this parak chav zayin, hamavkes karmi. If a person declared his karm, his vineyard ownerless, v'ishkem bebeke v'zocha be'la atzmei, and the next morning he wakes up and he retakes possession of it for himself, u'batzei, and he harvested it, so then chaya b'peretu be'elesu b'shikhu b'peyeh. he is still obligated to give the grape gleanings, the defective clusters, the forgotten sheaf, and the corner crop. Because being the pasuk says your field and your vineyard, so it's considered his. Because it was once his and it's his now again. However, if he had taken possession and ownership from a property which somebody else was mafker, then it is exempt from everything. And in either case, he's exempt from giving maisa, as will be explained later on. And the Gemara Baba Kama, some of the Tanakh want to learn it out from the word tazev, you should leave it, which by matnas aniyim would include even to somebody who's mafka his property. However, other ones we had learned in previously concerning payah, that tazev could be used for the drasha, that even after it was baked, you have to give it. So therefore they learned it from the pasuk of sadcha v'kaimcha, that I consider it yes, sad and kerem, as long as you once owned it and you own it now.